lead at 1,700. Michael Black at 1,000, and Glenda bringing up the rear at 600. Joe Michael, you're still in control.
Okay, let's move back down to characters and callers for 300, please.
His show is part of the National Radio Network. Joe Michael.
Who is Guy Sports?
Wow. Go ahead.
Okay, characters and callers for 400.
Grego's cousin. Michael Black.
Who is Elmer Wayne?
That's correct. Michael.
Characters and callers for 500.
Sold products like nipple distender. Michael.
Who is Crunch McCormick?
All right, let's take another scoring update here. We have Joe Michael at 2,000, Michael Black on his heels at 1,900, and Glenda bringing up the rear at 600.
Tell me Las Vegas didn't know what they were doing.
Do you have to keep saying bringing up the rear?
Sorry.
Thank you.
All right, we have just questions in two categories, on the road and the musers. And, Michael, I believe you're in control.
Let's go to On the Road for 500.
All right, On the Road 500. The city where Gordo climbed into Cat... Joe Michael.
Oh, my God. What is Austin?
That is incorrect.
Anybody else want it? Ring in, please. Yeah, finish the question, too.
The city where Gordo climbed into Cat's bed is the question. San Diego.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk
that money. San Diego.
Well, it's getting down where nobody's going to risk anymore.
All right, who's got it?
Michael Black.
All right, go ahead.
Musers for 400.
The Musers for 400. The Musers wheels off board op is?
Joe Michael. Michael.
Who is Roger Wicker?
That's correct.
Who would also accepted Dr. Huh.
And I believe this would be the final question in the first round. Oh, okay, all right. Never mind that.
Okay, let's close out the Musers at 500, please.
Okay, was Dunham and Miller's first producer here at the Little Ticket?
Joe Michael.
That
was Michael Blank.
Oh.
Who is Cactus Pryor?
Oh, incorrect. Oh, I'm sorry. Linda? Mm-hmm. Joe Michael?
Not worth risking.
Who is Ticket Ted Ganji? All right, who's got control? Joe Michael?
Still me? All right, I guess On the Road for 100.
All right, On the Road for 100. The only hardline road trip to require a travel day. Michael.
What is the Baseball Hall of Fame? Cooperstown, New York.
Correct. Good. All right, Michael. One question left.
On the Road for 200.
The city where the great Gordo was arrested for...
Joe Michael.
Where is Green Bay?
That's correct. All right, very good. That is concluding the first round. Scoring-wise, we have Joe Michael in front, 2,100. Michael Black, second, 1,600. And Glenda trailing.
Bring it up the rear.
Well, you said it, not me. Going to be a little bit more gentle about it this time, but 600. All right, we will meet the contestants and begin round two momentarily. Right now it's 3:28 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Ask the Hardline Jeopardy with the Hardline, the precursor to our regular Ask the Hardline feature, which will be coming down at the conclusion of this.
And by the way, we do encourage halftime betting, too.
Yes, that's right. Certainly.
So if you're around the office and you want to bet, hey. Odds are still the same.
Gotta get 500 on Joe Michael.
All right, are we ready for that ticket ticker? In that case, let's roll. Here's Gen X Davey.
Got balls? We need them. Jingle Balls 99 from Southwestern Bell Wireless. Drop off your new balls at any Tony Roma's restaurant. And thanks from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Ron, before we get going, we need to give a shout-out to our buddy John C. Chaffee.
Absolutely.
I mean, he wanted to be here today, but he couldn't make it, so Delwyn's here. But he and Delwyn wrote the majority of these questions.
Quite instrumental in stringing this thing
and
together.
And then they wanted to play.
Oh, they did?
After they wrote the questions, then they wanted to play.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's just like those two guys, man.
We were born at night, but not last night. All right, let's meet our players. They're people that you all know. Some of them you hear on the air. Some of them you don't. All of them contribute to the presentation in their own unique way. Michael Black of the Notorious Brothers Black, the other brother Black, Darren, is with us today as well. A very funny story about how we met Michael.
Yeah, I was telling them a minute ago. They were on the guys flight out to Arizona last year.
That we were on.
Yeah, both of us were on.
Yeah.
And we got there a little bit early, and it was a nice day, and everybody was kind of walking around the campus at Arizona State. And you and Renee were there. And
right.
Now, you got to know the brothers Black. I mean, because both of them...
Which we didn't at that time.
They're probably both over 200 pounds, would be my guess.
And
both over 200 pounds.
They had cowboy jerseys on. Darren had a do-rag on. And I got to tell you, you guys were kind of scary.
I understand that.
They're big guys.
Yes, they are. So the She-Wolf, who went to Arizona State, is Back at her old school for the first time since she got out, she was very excited. I was very excited about seeing it. And,
you know, the funny part was is that these two big guys, they hadn't said a word.
No.
I mean, just very quiet.
So we land. There's a few hours before game time. Everybody starts, you guys headed off to, I don't know, get something to eat somewhere.
And, well, everybody was.
And Renee and I just sort of broke away from the pack, and we were going to walk around the campus. She was going to show me her dorm and just places where she hung out at, went to class at, whatnot. It's going to be a very interesting day. So we kind of break away from everybody. We've walked about 10, 15 minutes. I look behind me, and there are these two guys who have followed us all that way.
And well, the funny part about it was I invited them to come with me and whoever I was with, and I don't think you heard this when you first took off. I said, hey, won't y'all come to eat with us? And Michael Black just never missed a stride, just kept walking. He goes, no, I'm going to follow Ryan and whip his ass about Ricky Williams.
And I just stopped in my tracks and said, what are you guys doing? Yeah, you said, well, we just thought we'd follow you around. Do you mind?
Thought we'd whip you for a little while.
But they never whipped you, did they?
No, they were great. It was great walking around with them. They've been our big buddies ever since.
There was a point where it was iffy. We thought we might have some trouble. And we knew we had Reiner finally because, you know, Darren and I walking around the campus, we're drawing some strange looks.
Right, especially with all your cowboy guys.
Yeah, I mean, Mike and Renee are doing fine. So every time we pass somebody, they just look at us and we just ask them if they were a Cowboy fan. They'd give us yes or no, and we'd tell them, got you down. Finally, Reiner started doing that, so we knew we were in good shape.
All right, also with us today, Glenda in North Dallas.
Hi there. Hi.
The former school teacher.
Mm-hmm. Very former.
Not going to get back into that racket again?
No.
Now, were you allowed to paddle kids when you were there, when you were in school?
No, but, Greg, I was 23 years old my first year of teaching. They sent me to Diamond Hill in Fort Worth.
Really? I know where that is, Diamond Hill Jarvis.
So would you paddle anybody out there?
Yeah.
I bet there are a lot of them who need it, boy.
Yeah, actually, I'd have an automatic start on my car if I did.
Those were really nice kids then. They
so
were
how long
nice.
Did you teach school?
10 or 12 years.
Really?
10 or 11, I guess, yeah.
Still tired?
I moved to L.A. and didn't have a license to teach out there, and started liking not working, so I just never did.
And about that time, that's when Gen X started coming up through there, and you just couldn't put up with them anymore, huh?
Yeah, had my own child. So.
Everybody's heard Glenda's phone calls. She's provided some of our more memorable drops over the years.
And she will cuss on the air.
Yeah, she's been dumped a time or two.
And get dumped, right.
All right, and we have the Stanford Blowhard, Joe Michael in Plano here.
I distance from the nickname. Not from Stanford, but from Blowhard part, you bet.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Ryan. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Engineering at its finest.
I'm depending on Joe Michael and Glenda to provide me with a science fair project for the squid featuring a compound machine.
Why me? I taught English.
Oh, you did?
I can take the commas out of it.
Okay, well, I thought you might. I don't know. I just thought maybe...
You can diagram it, too.
I just thought maybe a spare science fair project had come your way over the years, but I guess not.
No, but you don't know how many times I wanted to write up here about your grammar. You know, I want to send a grammar checklist every week to you guys.
What, to me?
Not Neil.
That's pretty good.
No, you the ticket. You the ticket,
oh,
not
the
you
ticket?
The Reiner.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I thought everyone hates English teachers enough, so I won't do that.
We'll butcher the English language on you.
Now, I'll do my best for you, but I've had a host of failed science fair projects in the past, so I think you may want to just go ahead and pass on that from that kind of advice from me.
That's encouraging. That's not what I wanted to hear from you. All right, Joe Michael in the lead, 2,100 points. Michael Black, 1,600, hurt by that wrong answer there toward the end of the first round. And bringing up the rear is Glenda at 600. Now, Cadman of the Americas, tell them what they're going to win.
Well, thank you, Rhines. Each of our contestants today wins these fabulous prizes. Each one of them wins a Cowboys insulated mug, one ticket refrigerator magnet, one collector's edition Chris Arnold You Never Know headshot card, and a Kirby's gift certificate good for dinner for two. Now,
that's greatness right there.
Every one of them wins that. But the winner of the game also walks away with a pair of Justin original work boots and the book from the Hardline Butler's Cabin that we've been staring at for 3 weeks, Race to Incarcerate, which I'm sure you will find very entertaining.
Yeah, this book has been where we have our meeting every day, and we're tired of looking at it, so we're going to give it away.
Right, we're going to throw that
in. That's the grand prize.
And everybody gets T-shirts, too.
All right, shall we do the 40-liner here and then play our next round, Kat? All right, very good. 340 on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. The Great Gordo does that bohemian rant tomorrow from 9 till noon at the Resource Concepts Computer Tent Sale. Meet Gordo, buy a new computer at the Computer Tent Sale from Resource Concepts in Dallas. That's on Frankfurt. a mile east of I-35 tomorrow from 9 until noon. Here's our first look of the day at the ticket stuff. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic. This brought to you by...